Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving a purchased education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Hey everyone, happy Monday morning. This is Julie Kleinhans and you're tuned in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I hope everyone had a great weekend. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. If you're a regular, thank you for being here each and every week. My purpose, passion, and intention for the show Teaching from the Heart is all about supporting parents, educators, caretakers, kids in the community to create an environment of well-being through a deeper connection on a heart-based level, a relationship that encourages respect and understanding rather than the old paradigm, which is based on telling kids what to do and how to do it. So I invite you to join me in being part of a collective movement dedicated to changing our approach to teaching and relating to our kids by shifting from the logical, rational mind space and making room to include feeling, learning, and relating to one another from our heart, because it's in this heart space where all is possible and miracles occur. If you'd like to learn more about me, Julie Kleinhans, please visit my website by going to www.mindfocusgeneration.com. I'm a certified life coach and confidence and empowerment coach for teens and young adults and their parents. I'm also the founder of Mind Focus Generation and creator of the Super Empowerment System for teens and young adults. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter so you can receive great information about the different guests that I have on the show week to week, along with other great information that will help you and the kids in your life. So when you sign up for my mailing list, you'll also receive a free gift, which is a 30-day creation planner, which will help you and the kids in your life become deliberate creators. And this way, you learn to work with the universal laws and create much more of what you do want in your life and much less of what you don't want. So today, I have a great show for you. Last week, I mentioned that I'm going to be a guest on two upcoming telesummits, both created to support parents in their journey. First is the Genius Parent Summit, and you can sign up to be a part of this summit with 20 amazing guests, including yours truly, by going to www.thegeniusparent.com, thegeniusparent.com. And when you sign up, you'll receive a free gift each day of the summit, and the summit runs between April 15th through the 26th. Plus, you'll receive a bonus right away just for signing up. And remember, these summits are all virtual events and they're free events. So you get to tune in from the comfort of your own home for free. So how cool is that, right? So that's thegeniusparent.com. Another much needed and exciting summit that I'm honored to be a part of is the Lifestyle Secrets of Busy Moms Ultimate Life Balance event on May 11th. And this is being hosted by my friend Ashley Ryan, who's here with us today. And you may remember Ashley as being a guest on my show in the past, and I'm really excited that she agreed to be a guest on my show again today. She's one of my favorite people because, you know what? She gets it. She's authentic. She truly, truly cares about the well-being of moms and kids out there. She's so easy to relate to. Her work is practical, and it really works for anyone that puts it into practice. And I know moms are trying all of these different methods that are out there, and it can make your head spin, but Ashley gets it. It's practical. It's easy to use. So I really want you to tune into her summit. And she's put so much work into this incredible virtual event, all to support moms. You can go to www.lifebalanceevent.com and sign up right now and receive 2 free gifts. Plus, even better, you'll have access to hear the 20 speakers that are lined up for this epic event, supporting all you moms out there to bring more peace, balance, joy, and relaxation to your lives. Because who deserves that more than the moms out there, right? But before we talk about this summit, I want to introduce everyone to Ashley. Ashley Ryan is the co-founder of Busy Moms Parenting and the author of The Happy Child Guide, whose mission is to help mothers achieve greater home, work, and life balance through self-love and empowerment. Boy, do I love that. Ashley spent many years looking into the modern mother's dilemma of maintaining balance in our busy, fast-paced culture. She lived overseas in India and Asia to inquire into this global epidemic, working with many of the world's leading parenting authorities. Ashley continues to help mothers live their fullest potential. Welcome back to the show, Ashley.
Oh, thank you. What a warm welcome. I'm feeling great. You made my day, Julie. I'm so happy to be here.
good, great. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited about your event. And I think it's a good place to start by letting the moms out there know what some of the symptoms of a busy, overwhelmed mom might be. You know, what might a mom be feeling?
Sure. Great question. Well, I'm wondering if anybody on the call, any of the listeners, feel sometimes like they're on the parenting journey alone, perhaps, maybe feeling in emptiness, even though they're surrounded by people and constantly busy. You know how sometimes, you know, we're really busy, but then there's still that kind of emptiness there?
Right.
And I know that many moms feel like this way, like something's missing. You know, they're wanting more love, passion, peace, happiness, but they're feeling disconnected from their children and maybe even themselves as well. And I know this feeling well because I felt this way for many years. I felt a bit isolated, depressed, half living my life. And it's funny because it's not something we talk about as moms, right? It's not something that's discussed in the open. So I wanted to bring up this important topic today and just give it a name so that moms could feel, you know, related to and understood in that way.
And that's so important because I think moms, they feel like, wow, I have to, you know, I should. All mm-hmm. that have to and shoulding on ourselves, you know, it's bringing us to the point where it takes the enjoyment out of, you know, the simple things in life. Do you get that from a lot of moms that you work with?
Totally. Yeah. And there's overwhelm. There's frustration. We feel like we have so much to do. But at the same time, there's a bit of boredness and unfulfillment a little bit, you know, and it's not something we talk about. And we're surrounded by people. Part of us maybe feel lonely. We perhaps feel conflicted by wanting to be a great mom, but needing a break and then having that guilt. Right. That's a frequent symptom, mm-hmm. that mommy guilt. So, you know, perhaps feeling tired, burnt out, stressed and cranky, spending too much time, you know, doing house chores, doing housework, and really, you know, that guilt for spending not enough time with our children. We stay at home, but maybe we're not fully present, right? And feeling somewhat maybe anxious or depressed in spite of being a really committed mom, alone and undervalued as well, overdoing it potentially. So we're feeling depleted by the myriad of demands that are upon us. In spite of our great efforts, and then also feeling like responsibilities are always coming before doing the things that we really want to do, the things that we love, right? And we don't have the time and energy or even money to do, right?
Right. And you know, I could see in so many of our kids how because moms are living their lives in this way, and it just stinks, and I just feel so much for moms out there, I could see how the kids are affected by that. And, you know, when we come back, we could talk a little bit about that, and I really want you to talk about also your amazing Life Balance event and how that's going to help the moms out there. So it's already break time. We're going to have to go take a break. But when we come back, we'll talk more about helping those busy moms out there and all the great information you have, Ashley. So everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back.
say? What's impossible will they forget?
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
On the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kleinhans, host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. And today, my guest is the lovely Ashley Ryan. But before we move on with our topic today, I want everyone to know where they can reach Ashley and more about her work. So Ashley, can you tell everybody how they can get in contact with you?
Sure. They can go over to my website and grab a free ticket for my event coming up, the Lifestyle Secrets of Busy Moms event happening in May. And I'm bringing together 20 of the world's most knowledgeable speakers, authors, writers, visionaries, and experts, such as yourself, Julie. And these experts are going to share real-life tools and strategies to help moms live a more balanced life. So they can go over to lifebalanceevent.com and pick up a free ticket as well as two amazing gifts.
Oh, I'm so excited about this event. And I know that you put together some of the most amazing people, and it's just such a well-rounded event. I mean, there's something for everybody on just about any topic you could think of being a mom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that's interesting to me is how moms have all of these things that they do, and they don't meet their own needs. You know, kids have to go to sports and school and friend dates, and they have to cook for the kids and clean. And they're doing all of these things, and they don't leave themselves time for the things they love, as if their needs don't even matter. I mean, what's up with that? What's going on with that?
Great question. Yeah, you know, as moms and as women, I think, we tend to put others' needs ahead of our own and really self-sacrifice. And especially in the days of like my parents and our grandparents, they were really concerned with survival, right? Just getting by. So they had different focuses in their life. And so now times have changed and things are shifting. And now a lot of us don't really need to just survive. So, you know, those feelings, sometimes we feel purposeless or like we're not, you know, committing and fulfilling our own inner journey and our own life's purpose. So that's what I find is a real common thing with moms, talking to moms, is they really, you know, they want to be great moms, but at the same time, they're feeling guilty for wanting to do other things, like maybe getting out with their friends or, you know, having a coffee or even, you know, for some reason that will make them a bad mom. You know, we have these kind of values and we have these old beliefs that aren't necessarily true, right?
I think it's interesting because we raise our kids to be involved in certain events because it's good for them, whether it's, you know, good for their self-esteem, to build skills, to make friends, whatever it is. And then we're showing them that when you're an adult, it doesn't matter to do that. So why are we teaching them to go out and be involved as a kid? What, you know, where's the connection there? I mean, what if a mom wants to go out and join a club for dancing or a class to dance because she loves to dance? Shouldn't she honor that within herself? And isn't that teaching her kids really great values?
That's a great point, because one of my main principles in a lot of my work is kids learn by example, right? And so a big focus for myself and my relationship with my own child is really, you know, living, being that person that I want my child to be, right? And if my child or our children see us, you know, saying, okay, you know, live your passion, do what, you know, feels good to you. You know, we all want the best for our kids. We don't want our kids stuck in that 9 to 5 where they're miserable and not enjoying themselves and living their lives to the fullest, right? We want the best for our children. You know, who's going to say to their kid, you know, when you grow up, Tawny, I want you to be stuck in a career that you don't like, right? We all want our kids to be living to their fullest potential. And so, you know, that applies to us as well, right? And I think that's a great point.
Yeah, because when they look at their mom and they say, wow, my mom wants me to do all these great things, but she's not doing it for herself. So, you know, what's the point? And do you think, have you seen kids feeling guilty for their mom being stressed out? I mean, how does it affect the child? Because they pick up on a lot more than we give them credit for.
Totally. Yeah. And things can come out in hidden ways. Like there's resentment, right? Kids can feel that kind of subtle resentment and that subtle sort of, you know, anxiety bubbling under the surface, right? And so it can come out in subtle ways, like, you know, saying something like, you know, I have to be with you because, you know, I don't have any time for myself, or just, you know, little comments here and there. And that can definitely be hurtful for a child. Our children, I think, would probably prefer us to, you know, be playing with someone else, like a babysitter, perhaps, you know, and then us going out and doing some things that we like. But I think another important point in this is that in our culture, we're greatly under-supported, you know, as parents. We're not raising our children in community. So that definitely has an effect on this as well. Many of us don't know who to turn to and who to ask to support. And many of us have, you know, feelings around asking for help ourselves, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, people don't know. And this is the thing I want to get into as well. People don't know who to go for the support, but there's so much out there to support parents. But sometimes I feel like mothers are overwhelmed with what to choose and this tool and that tool and what works. And it's almost overwhelming. They already have so much to do. And now they have to read another program, follow the steps. What do you suggest when it comes to that?
Oh my gosh, don't get me started on this, Julie. do you know what my pet peeve is when I get a book or I watch a show or listen to an interview and the expert, You know, they'll say, okay, well, I lost 50 pounds and live in a perfectly clean house, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, right? And then they give you this book, and they have like 1,000 tools you need to follow, and nobody can follow them. We read the book, we try one thing, you know, it's difficult, or it works for a moment, and then we give up, right? Uh-huh. So what I wanted to do with my life balance event was put together some simple, powerful, and effective tools that we can put into action today as moms. We're not talking about 1,000 tools, right? We're talking about the most lasting change comes from taking one small thing. Right? Going to that yoga class, you know, not eating that extra piece of cake. Change is not done. You know, lasting change doesn't often come with the big bang, right? That's very rare. Lasting change with regular people comes with simple, you know, effective tasks. And as well, with the life balance event, I didn't want to be talking to Martha Stewart or Gwyneth Paltrow, right?
Right, right.
Because this isn't realistic, right, for moms. And so I wanted to talk with real women with real families who are really busy and have real life experience. Many of my experts, you know, they have 5 kids and, you know, they've been running a business and having children and been using tools that have been supporting them in their lives. So I think this is really important. As well, a practical tool for moms on the call listening right now, you know, just taking that one step, doing that one thing, you know, whether it's looking for a babysitter or, you know, committing to finding something that you enjoy and committing to that, just really doing that one step.
Right. And because I find that when parents are presented with these tools, like you said, you know, there's like 100 steps in these things to do, and then they try it and they're all enthusiastic about it. And then a week or two goes by, or maybe even 3 days, or maybe they commit themselves to doing this for a month or two, and then they just can't keep up with it, and then they blame themselves. Well, mm-hmm. I just can't figure it out. I'm not good enough. Something is wrong with me. And that just adds to the burden of what they're already feeling.
Totally. Totally. It's that negative internal dialogue. And, you know, I'm the queen of this. I have a really zestful personality, so I'll just go gung-ho, and then it's like, you know, and then when the excitement wears off, right, it's like, okay, you know, this isn't working for me. So I think it's really important that we take, as moms, we take small chunks of information. But the thing is, many people don't provide us with the simple tools. You know, people want to sell their books. People want to sell their programs. They're not just going to say, you know, take a few simple tools and put them into action, right?
Right.
But the simple tools really do work. You know, I've put them into practice in my life. I've seen people put them into action.
Because sometimes a simple tool, and this is what I found in my life, could be as simple as a mindset shift. Mm. Just changing your perspective from one moment to the next and going, oh, you know, now I see it completely different and I see the solution is so easy. But you weren't tuned to that solution because you just weren't looking at it. Your mindset was not in alignment with the solution. So it's a simple mindset shift that can cause people to have lasting change.
Totally. No,
and that's a simple tool.
Yeah, no, exactly. And my commitment is to providing moms with those simple tools and things that they can do. And you know, not getting those long, you know, getting those long emails or the tons of content, right? Getting these really simple, short things. And actually, if moms want to go to the lifebalanceevent.com, I have an awesome video I directed on this. And so it's kind of funky and interesting, and I want to see if the moms can relate to the two characters I have on that interesting video.
Oh, cool. So right before we go for break, how can they get to that?
They can go to lifebalanceevent.com, and they can see this really interesting, quirky video I put together because I want to bust open these mommy myths and allow moms to really start being authentic about what's really going on for them versus us pretending to be perfect and pretending to have it all together. Because, you know, many of us don't. That's the reality.
Right, right. And, I mean, who's better to do this than you? So, I mean, I'm just so, so excited that you're putting this out there for all the moms out there because they do need that support. All right, so we're going to take a break, everyone. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll continue this discussion with Ashley Ryan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host. Incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
We're back on Transformation Talk Radio Network. I'm Julie Kleinhand, your host, and we're here with Ashley Ryan, who's put together an amazing event, a free event, a virtual event for everybody called the Life Balance Summit. And she's talking about tools for moms that feel overwhelmed, feel burnt out, and how they can start to implement more self-care and giving more love and relaxation to themselves, and how that affects the whole entire family. It's so, so important. It really is. And I've seen what Ashley does. I've seen it transform lives, because when a mom is happy and balanced, the whole family benefits. So Ashley, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that moms need to do, such as self-care, and how they can do different things in their lives to provide that self-care.
Sure, that's a great question. Something that I like to suggest is for, you know, the first step is for moms to sit down and make a list of things that they really like to do. So for example, you know, if they had a past passion or a hidden joy, you know, that they did years ago, something like dancing or painting or whatever, and that they've, you know, forgotten about or put to the side after they've had their child. So sitting down and making that list, you know, and not censoring the list. So not thinking, mm-hmm. oh, well, this is impractical or, oh, I can't do this. You know, creating that kind of unlimited list. So that's the first step. And then the second step of that, I would ask the moms to circle the top three things that they really like to do. So the top three things. And then taking one of those things that they feel is the most practical to implement into their life and doing that thing once a week. So, you know, whether it's going for a walk in nature or painting or having a bath, like it doesn't have to be complex, right?
I was thinking bath too.
Oh, that's so funny. So, yeah, so taking that one thing and putting it into practice. And another step that could be a part of that is really going out and seeking some extra support. So if you have friends who have kids, you know, organizing a play date or, you know, if there's a neighbor down the street who has a teenager. And I think it's really important that parents should know, you know, they don't have to be with their kids 24/7, right? Moms mm-hmm. don't have to be with their kids 24/7. Kids benefit from multiple caregivers, right? In other cultures, kids are raised by all sorts of extended family, right? And they have a great time.
It's a community thing, reaching out to people in the community. So, you know, Sheila takes the kids every Tuesday mm-hmm. and I go to my dance class. And then on Thursday, I take the kids and Sheila goes to her painting class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's making that connection.
Right. Yeah. And really, and I also would like to mention that I think it's really important that we look at our own childhoods and our own beliefs around parenting and what being a mother looks like, right? So even sitting down and writing our beliefs like, you know, mothers, for example, for me, one that comes up for me is moms have to stay home with their kids, right? Moms don't go to work. You know, I'm writing down different beliefs. Moms need to be loving all the time, that kind of thing. So taking a moment and just looking at our own beliefs, because the problem is if we have beliefs running in the background, no matter what we do externally, it's not going to change and shift things, right? Because the belief is very strong. So really taking that time and sitting down and bringing our beliefs about being a mom out into the open, and that will relieve some of the guilt that we can be experiencing.
That's so true because, you know, again, with love attraction, that creates our lives. And if we have these unconscious beliefs, even though we think that we're consciously doing one thing, if we have underlying beliefs, that's creating the energy in our life. And that's why, you know, we will bump up against struggle, even though no matter what we seem to do, you know, I'm doing everything to make it the best I can. But if you have these underlying beliefs, that's what's going to create the life that you're living. Mm-hmm. So I think mm-hmm. it's really, really important. That's such a great tip to really look at what you believe about motherhood, about family, about raising kids, and go deep into that and question it. And it could just start with writing those beliefs down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a great point, like I wanted to mention something that's controversial. I was talking to my girlfriend the other day. We were sitting and chatting and she was saying that she was talking to a mom who said, you know, in our culture, like for her, this particular mom, she looked back and thought about when she had her child and she was thinking to herself, you know, she was really young. So there would have been a better time than that time for her to have her child. But moms, that's how she was feeling at the time. But moms won't say these sorts of things, you know, whether it's true or not true. No mom is going to say, you know, I regret having my child, which I don't think that's always necessarily true. But I think it's really important to acknowledge those negative feelings. Or, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, strangling my child, they're driving me crazy.
Right. Not beating yourself up for being human and having these negative beliefs, because when you deny them, it's not that these beliefs go away. They're just pushed down deeper and locked in deeper into the unconscious.
Totally. So really embracing that dark side and not being afraid to talk about it with a trusted friend. And that's another big part of my work is co-counseling. So co-support, having someone listen to you while you're expelling, you know, these strong negative emotions. Because a lot of what we believe and a lot of behavior around our children and parenting does not have to do with our kids. It comes back to us. So we're reacting from a space of our past and not from really our children and what they're doing. Because what they're doing oftentimes isn't wrong or bad. They're just having a good time. They're kids, mm-hmm. you know, they're
being
having
kids.
A blast, right? So it's our own charge around, you know, what we think our kids should be doing or how our kids should be, right?
Right. And so when we see our kids, you know, no matter what their age is, when we see our kids becoming, let's say that your child is becoming stressed out for whatever reason, and you as the mom want to react by becoming worried or stressing out yourself, how does a mom handle those situations and keep herself in balance?
I love that question. What I find really helpful, one of my most practical tools, is practicing non-reaction. So, you know, we always have those moments where it's heated, our kids are pushing our buttons like crazy, and we just want to explode, right? And so a really helpful tool is we will never regret not reacting. You know, if we didn't say anything when our kid did something naughty once, we're not going to regret that. But what we could regret is exploding and screaming and hurting our child's feelings and their deep zest and joy for life, right? So I really suggest to moms to taking a moment when they're feeling heated and charged, to taking a moment and pausing. And a key is really, you know, telling moms that you don't have to do anything. If you're in a space of reaction, you don't have to react. You don't have to respond even. You can just take a moment and let it go. Right. Because the chances of when you react, the consequences could be way more grave. And those one or two or a few times, you know, your child isn't going to become, I want to tell the moms, their child isn't going to become a delinquent from that one incident.
Right. And it's not right there like your child's jumping out into traffic.
Right, exactly.
There's a big difference between reacting when you see imminent danger right then and there to scream, hey, stop, what are you doing? Because now the kid knows. Whereas if mom's always reacting, kids will tune you out eventually.
Totally.
And so when you're ready to scream when they're jumping out in traffic, they're tuning you out.
Exactly. And I agree completely. So I think it's really important as parents that we, and that's difficult, you know, non-reaction. That's why it's really important to take that us time so we can recharge our batteries. When we're exhausted and cranky and hungry or whatever, we are not going to have the resilience to not react, right?
Oh, absolutely. And my husband always laughs at me when I'm hungry. He's like, oh, is Julie hungry? I could tell you've been a little cranky.
That was funny. Little Julie. No, completely. So we really need to meet our own needs and refuel in order to take that pause. And so I really encourage parents listening to think about what we're talking about and mull over it and try that, you know, try that on for size just for a week. Pause instead of the typical reaction and see how your relationship with your child will change.
Because the child wonders, they're not in your head, so they don't know why you're reacting. They don't know what's behind that reacting. And a lot of times kids will attach meaning to that. Like, well, something's wrong with me. I'm the one that's making mommy unhappy. And then that affects your child's self-esteem.
Totally. Yeah. It creates their foundation for the rest of their lives. And that's why most of us have, some of us go to counseling. We have our problems, our kinks that we're working through in life is because certain beliefs were created when we were children. And so we as parents want to promote more healthy and positive, like you said at the beginning of the call, positive methods to support our children emotionally.
I absolutely love it. I love what you do. I'm so excited for the Life Balance event. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that and everything else under the sun in, 10 minutes that we have left. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be back more with Ashley Ryan.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Everybody, we're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and I want to remind everyone how they can get in contact with me. And if you are a parent of a teenager or a young adult that's struggling, please know that you have the support out there that you do need. I totally understand how frustrating and sometimes scary it can be for parents of teens that are dealing with some issues, and I would like to support you in any way I can. I know there's lots of hope for kids and lots of tools and support, but you have to reach out for that support in order for things to change. So if you would like to reach out to me and let me know whatever you're struggling with, whatever your teen's facing, you could just email me and I'll see how I could support you best. Julie@mindfocusgeneration.com, or you could go to my site, www.mindfocusgeneration.com, and find the contact page. And speaking about super support for parents, my guest, Ashley Ryan, put together an amazing event, and I want her to finish off this segment speaking about the event, why she put the event together, and what you all can expect of this event.
Sure, sure. Awesome. So years ago, I was really struggling. When I had my son, I was really struggling. The picture that was painted of parenting and what was actually happening was very difficult. And I found, especially, gone are the days where, a lot of moms are staying at home with their kids because that's an option. Nowadays, many moms are having to go into the workforce, right? Whether it's financial reasons or we're just feeling like, that we need that deeper fulfillment, right? Besides our kids, to get out into the workforce and to live our passions. So there was all these kind of different things coming up for me about wanting to work and this and that. And I really didn't have anywhere to turn. And the places that I did turn, the information was very overwhelming. So there was 1,000 different things and I couldn't sort through it all. And so what I decided is that my commitment is to create an event where moms can go. It's kind of a one-stop shop where there's 20 different experts and they can all share a piece of the puzzle. And what I wanted was simple, precise, effective, easy tools that they could really put into practice today on how to create a more balanced and peaceful life. So I put together, you know, there's 20 experts, there's 20 different themes. So for example, Julie, what's your theme?
I'm talking about how parents can create a bond of trust between their teens and themselves, and how to trust themselves as parents.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. No, I can't wait to be the interviewer. put you in the hot seat.
Flip the tables.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah. So the first week of this series, the first week and a half is really focusing on us and creating more balance. So we have some awesome experts. We have Missy Bystrom, and she's talking about how to organize your home for functionality and calm, those really practical things that can be really difficult. We have an amazing woman, Michelle Phillips, who's quite well-known all over the world, and she's talking about beauty. And you know how as moms we have a child and we feel sloppy and we feel, you know, I'm talking about myself here, you know, I was feeling overweight and just out of shape. So Michelle Phillips is going to talk about the real meaning of beauty and what that is and how that changes as a mom. I'm also talking with Tom Cronin from Australia. He's an amazing, amazing speaker, and he's talking about how to find stillness and peace for busy moms. So the first week we're really going into tools for moms, so focusing on moms. The second week and after, we're going into tools specifically to help with our relationship with our children. Because the reality is, if we create a lot of balance in our lives, but we have a stressful relationship with our child, that can create a lot of stress, right?
Right.
So we want to have both sides. We want to have a great relationship with ourselves, and we want to have a great relationship with our kids. So the second week, there's going to be Julie, you know, talking about learning to feel empowered in the parenting choices that we're making with our teen. And we have somebody discussing the 7 proven principles for a deeper connection with younger children, so transforming negative behaviors in a positive way. One of my favorite all-time people to speak with is Dr. Greg Schuer, and he's originally from Australia, and he's talking about how to inspire our children, inspire and empower them to really live their own passions in life. So there's so many great speakers, and the first week is really covering that balance, and the second week is covering our relationship with our children.
I'm getting so excited just hearing about it. And you know, the thing about it is that, like you said at the beginning, parents, you know, particularly moms, they're looking all over the place for, okay, how do I find the best way to organize my home? So they'll go out and buy all these different magazines. How do I find the best way to stay in shape? And then they'll join these different programs and buy different books on this. You're providing it all right here, one place for free that they can listen to and tune in from the comfort of their own home.
Totally. Yeah. I wanted to cover everything. There's lots on fitness. There's a really cool woman who I'm speaking to. I'm really excited about. And she has a website where she has hundreds of different snack options for your children's lunch boxes, you know, some really, really neat and interesting tools just to make life easier. Right. So I want to talk about the internal and the external. It's completely free. And the information, this is not chit chatting. This is diving in to the tips and tools right away. So moms are going to get on the call. They're going to have powerful information right away. We're not going to kind of be chit-chatting around in here and there or wasting anyone's time, because I noticed with some other events, you know, I found that there was a lot of, you know, fillers, and I really wanted to just jump in and give moms the tools they can use right now and put into action.
Right. They're already busy. They don't want to spend time listening to fluff. Okay. They want the information. Hey, baby, give me the information that I need. Let's get right to it.
Totally. And I also want to mention, we're giving away a ton of awesome prizes. We're giving away an iPad mini. And so moms can, you know, put an app on there for managing their time better. We're also giving away, per call, we're giving away a package from the speakers. So there's, you know, 20 different packages that you could win by just being on the call. So lots of gifts, lots of prizes, and lots of great info.
Yeah, lots of paying it forward and sharing and collaboration with everyone. It's just so wonderful. It's wonderful to see how the world is moving forward in a sense of community, supporting one another, and really being there for the moms. And that's why I appreciate you so much, Ashley, because I've seen how much moms are struggling out there and they need this information, and you're doing this work that's necessary to bring it to them and support them, and you truly care about them. And I really thank you for being the person that you are, and taking the time to come on my show again, and taking the time to devote your life to this and sharing it with other mothers. It's really a special thing.
Thank you. That's so nice. So nice. And I wanted to mention one more thing, is that what I noticed too is we often, like as moms, we have friends that can use a break and friends that could use more care and support. I know I have a whole handful, but I don't tell them as much as I'd like how much I appreciate them. So I put together something. If moms want to go to lifebalanceevent.com/share-the-love, they can actually give a friend two free amazing calls that will help the moms put more balance into their lives. So if they want to, you know, if they're noticing a friend needs some more appreciation, they just go to lifebalanceevent.com/share-the-love and they can give their friend a nice gift. Their friend will get a nice gift saying, hey, so-and-so was thinking about you. They love you and you deserve a gift.
Oh, cool. That's so cool. Look at that.
Yeah, good. Well,
thank you so much, Ashley, for being here today. One more time, the website where everyone could sign up for this great event.
Is lifebalanceevent.com. Or if you're not a mom and you know of a mom, you can go to lifebalanceevent.com/share-the-love and you can give a mom or many moms as many gifts as you want. Some nice gifts to make them, just to make their day, right? Everyone likes a gift.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Awesome. All right. I can't wait for the event. I'm excited. I hope to see you guys all there. Ashley, thank you for being here today.
Hey, thank you for having me. It was great.
And thank you all, each of you, for being here week to week and joining us and doing what you do to make the lives of kids a better place for each and every one of them, for the world. It's such a wonderful thing that you're all doing as mom, as teachers, as fathers, educators. I just love it. Thank you. Please join me next week, Monday, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern, for more heart-filled learning while we transform young lives. See you next week, everyone.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heartfelt learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heartfelt learning is transforming young lives, visit mindfocusgeneration.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.